Hey everyone, welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Your girl Taylor Reid here, and let's face it, we've all been there. Stuck in our own heads, replaying that embarrassing moment from lunch or questioning every single decision we've ever made, right? That inner critic can be a real buzzkill. But guess what? We don't have to let those negative self-talk patterns run our lives. Today, we're diving deep into how to silence that voice and cultivate a more positive and empowering inner dialogue. Think about it, your thoughts literally shape your reality. When you constantly beat yourself up, it affects everything, your confidence, your motivation, even your relationships. It's like living with a permanent cloud hanging over your head. But the good news is, we have the power to change that narrative. We can learn to reframe those negative thoughts and replace them with something more constructive and kind. So, what are some practical ways to bust out of the self-defeating thought loops? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, become aware of your inner dialogue. Pay attention to the words you use when you talk to yourself. Are they harsh, critical, or judgmental? You know that feeling when you're putting yourself down in your head like, I always mess things up or I'm not good enough. That's where we need to step in and say, hold on a minute. Become mindful of those thoughts before they take over. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence supports this belief? Often, our self-talk is based on assumptions or past experiences that no longer serve us. By questioning those beliefs, we can start to loosen their grip. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion and realizing it's not as scary as it first appeared. Third, reframe your thoughts in a more positive light. Instead of dwelling on what you perceive as flaws, focus on your strengths and accomplishments. Ever noticed how easy it is to remember your mistakes but harder to recall your successes? Well, that's our negativity bias at work. Consciously make an effort to celebrate your wins, big or small. Remember, you are capable and worthy of happiness. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend. We're all human, we make mistakes, and that's okay. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your imperfections and move forward with grace. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. And finally, surround yourself with positive influences. The people you spend time with have a huge impact on your mindset. Seek out relationships with supportive and encouraging individuals who lift you up and believe in your potential. You know what they say, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Choose wisely. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who's always been incredibly self-critical. Every time she sets out to achieve something new, her inner voice whispers doubts and negativity. You're not good enough, it says, this is too ambitious. As a result, Sarah often procrastinates or even gives up before she really begins. But recently, Sarah started listening to this podcast. She started paying attention to those negative thoughts and challenging them. Instead of dwelling on her perceived shortcomings, she focused on her past successes and the skills she possessed. She surrounded herself with supportive friends who encouraged her dreams. And guess what? Sarah is now confidently pursuing her goals. She's realizing that her potential is limitless when she silences the inner critic and unleashes her true self. This journey to overcome negative self-talk isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing practice. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. By consciously cultivating a more positive inner dialogue, you can unlock your full potential, build unshakable confidence, and live a life filled with purpose and joy. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. So go out there and shine. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your own stories about overcoming negative self-talk in the comments below. And if this episode resonated with you, be sure to share it with your friends who could benefit from these insights. Until next time, keep your heads high and your spirit strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.